You heard Reach Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Arthur Kennedy, Roadside Assistance.
I'm sorry?
Do you need a roadside assistance?
Hello? Yes, I need it. I'm in the parking and my car is on and I forget the key inside.
Hold on, you say what again?
I forget my key inside the car and the car is on.
Yes, ma'am. Could you give me your first name?
Yeah, my first name is Juliet. And my last name is Mugenzi.
Could you spell the last name for me?
Yeah, Mugenzi.
All right, could you give me your policy number?
Where am I going to find it? It's inside the car.
You don't have it on your email or anything?
I don't have nothing right now.
Okay.
Can you use maybe my social security, my address, my whatever?
No, ma'am. It only asks for policy number and your VIN number.
What can I do? The car is inside. My key is inside. Our auto ID is inside. Let me maybe check email. Let me see
I just said you could check your email.
I don't know. Problem. I have like 100 emails. I think I'm going to find this one. Yeah, is it 04? Are you there? 011-81-900-71-3180.
You said 3118?
81-318.
All right, could you give me the last 6 digits of the VIN number as well?
Oh, how come the VIN is showing up here? I don't see no VIN because it's something different.
You don't see the vehicle identification number?
No, the thing I have, it does it showing, is it just it's the last time I called them. No, I'm not going to find that one. It's not there. The VIN number is 2012. Now I get confused. 2012 Dodge Journey. Black car.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that, but I need your VIN number in order to get to your information.
It's not there. This is the thing they send it to me, control side, my insurance policy. That's why I found the policy. And everything is inside the car. I don't know where to find it. That. My house key is inside the car. My car key is inside the car. I have like a 1,000 email. I don't have email for medical. That one I get because last time I was calling them. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so in order to get the service, you'll just have to pay out of pocket.
Everything is inside the car.
You could pay out of pocket, mm-hmm. And you can send your expense in for reimbursement consideration.
That maybe it's gonna be happening because I don't have anything right now. Everything is there.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Everything is inside the car.
You will have to, if you don't give your VIN, you'll have to just pay out of pocket today, and you could resend your expense in for reimbursement consideration.
Maybe it's gonna be like that because I don't have no no forest, and my son is not here yet to open the door.
Okay, so you gonna pay for it, the service?
Let me ask my son. That's one who has the house key now. Because I can go look at my old one. I don't have anything. You want me to tell you the thing behind the car? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, let me go. My son is here now to open the door for me. And I can see the thing. Hold on. He told he's here. Where is he now? Yeah, I don't know. Hurry up, please. I'm in the furnace and shredding. And open the door. I'm sorry. I'm kind of stressed right now. Open the house. Open it. Give me 1 second. Down here.
I have two keys.
It's just two doors.
Yeah, let me get the police, the VIN number for the car. Where's my key? Okay. Here. Okay, the VIN number. What is the VIN number here? I see the policy number. VIN number. Oh, is it 3C? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me the last six.
The last one?
Last six.
The last
six.
One is 547026. You got it? 547026.
All right, what is the year, make, and model, and color of the disabled vehicle?
Yeah, 2013 Dodge.
And what was the color?
The color is black.
All right, where did you say you left the keys in the ignition?
Yeah, it's inside the car. When ignition is on, I don't even know what I did. I'm actually using my key to lock, and I don't know how I touch my hands touch the lock stuff.
All right, could you give me the current address where you're located at with the vehicle?
Yeah, it's in my parking. 241 South Yerry Street, apartment 507, 92544.
All right, now that I have your information and everything, I'm about to look for a provider for you. And once I find a provider, I will send you a text message, the name of the company, their cell phone number, and the ETA time, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm very appreciated.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. You have a good one, okay?
Yeah.